Blog Talk Radio.
Indiana, welcome to everyone. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you doing, Linda? How's the weather out that way?
It's cold, it's gray, it's ugly, and that's the day. But we get those every once in a while. So, I see Michael Magic has come in. He's under Living for God, which is wonderful. We've got FT, Rod, Yola. Welcome to everybody. I'm so glad you're all here. And I know there's plenty to rant about, my God, what's been going on in the news the last 2 days.
Oh.
I can't keep up.
Well, I think that's part of the ideology they use, Linda, is to keep us so
overwhelmed,
so occupied, so in disarray that we can't get focused, and that works against us, and that's they've used that against us the entire time, overwhelmed the system, so to speak.
Sure.
And this is how they get their agenda pushed through and done. And we constantly keep seeing, I have no way other than to look at it, than attacks on my country.
Right. The whole thing, ever since the first time Zero got in, he has been using the Cloward and Piven strategy, I think it was Saturday, Mike from the Hot Seat played almost the whole clip in parts of I think it was Jerome Corsi and Alex Jones, and talking about this strategy. They have wanted to bankrupt us to be able to get their way, and this goes way beyond 2008. This goes way, way back, as you know. And when you deal with the mission accomplished of 9/11 and they got their Patriot Act, the amount of freedoms that they have trampled on us are astounding. So when you've got the UN and the Agenda 21 and you've got the Fabian socialists like Hildebeest Clinton and the rest of them, it's a tough road to hoe. We're up against a Leviathan. We're up against it.
Oh, so, definitely are.
I mean,
when you look, they attack anything about our country, anything that's made us stand out and be different and be a better country, they're attacking.
Right.
They're bringing us down morally. They're bringing us down.
Oh, yeah.
Using immigration, they'll use that against us.
Oh, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And, you know, the whole truth there, 20 million they're going to try to give amnesty to.
Yep.
You got 20-some million, almost closing on 30 million out of work. These are American citizens. These aren't the illegals.
Yeah.
So you're going to cater to the illegals.
Sure.
You're going to cater to the illegals and spit on the American citizens again.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. So, you know, I was listening to I got to hear it twice because at the meeting last night in Vista, my friend Gary played the hour-long video of Bill Whittle talking about how do we turn this around and how do you actually win. And he was talking about, he says, I am tired of dealing with what we did wrong, what we're supposed to do in the future. He says, I'm sick of politics. I can't deal with it. He says, the only way we're going to ever win an election, ever, is if we start with, there was three things, and he was talking about that he believes America is worth saving. And not just for posterity, but because we owe it to the founders. Their whole principle,
well,
you know, we owe it. I said that back in 2010 when I first met you guys.
But there
I said
again,
that in that
there
room.
We are. We're losing those principles.
And he said the only way we're going to be able to have slam dunks is if we, number one, marry the messenger to the message, and that person has to believe it, you know, with their heart and soul. He says, and you have to win it through speeches on virtue, and you've got, in fact, my friend Mike Hunsaker from San Marcos was there at the meeting last night, and he says, I figured out a way. He says, there's a lot of people who are Hispanic in California, as you know. He says, the only way we're going to get those guys on our side is you've got to get them on their moral clarity and their virtues, and those people understand property rights like others that don't. He says, we get them on our side protecting their property rights, and we've got them. And that's the same message Bill Whittle was talking about. If you start talking about the old real virtues and morality of a decent, educated body politic, you're going to win people over to your side. And I think these guys they're onto something. You know what I mean?
Well,
if you're good.
In concept, I would say he is. What we're facing, though, is nobody talks about why people do come here illegally. It's because there's failures in another country somewhere, with their freedoms and their liberties. And instead of trying to help them change their countries for the betterment of the people, of their people, catering to bringing them here only because we can take advantage of them.
Here's the other problem. If nobody offered these people jobs or food stamps or this or that, the other freebie, they wouldn't come here that much. You know what I mean? If you cut off the bank.
There again, you're to enforcing the law. Something our government has never done.
Right.
Never once done. They have not made any attempt to do any security at all. They have lied and they have configured everything to make you think that they're trying to, but they have no concept of doing anything.
What my buddy Roger Hedgecock on his show, as I was driving, coming back, and he said, he says, what's going to happen? He says, they are going to give preferential treatment to people who have broken the laws, you know, coming across the border to 11 million or more. He says what they did in the 80s, and he says there was 3 million illegals, and then they did this amnesty thing under Reagan, and then we got our 11 million out of it. That's all you're going to get, and the problem is never going to go away. All of this is bogus.
Well,
it's going to be huge, the influx.
It goes beyond that 11 million.
Oh, I know.
First off, that's not even going to be close to the number. We all know that. We know that that's a bald-faced lie, that 11 million
right.
number. You heard Obama when he made his speech, he talked about family reunification.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right there is the end of your country.
Oh, yeah, it's done. There's going to be, you know, I'm predicting if this amnesty goes through and you know, and plus the fact, where are those people going to work? Are they all going to pick strawberries? Because there ain't no jobs here. I got news for you. Are they going to all go to North Dakota and work on the fracking?
Well,
fracking?
that's one of the lies that they push.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that 11 million of them, how many of them are working and how many Americans are looking for work. But you have a problem with Americans.
Oh no, they lie about
all
of
it. I'm going to say it straight out. You got a problem with the laziness in Americans, where everyone thinks, well, you know, they're entitled to so much an hour, or they're entitled to this, or they're entitled to that. They shouldn't have to struggle and work like everyone else has done in the history of this country.
And Rod was saying the government will support them. Hell, they already do. We give them so much stuff in California. They even have three programs here in this state that are exclusive to California that's freebies for them out of the coffers of the public trough. And, I mean,
well,
it's ridiculous. I'm sick of it.
Well, it's all to play a purpose towards an end. The end result, I mean, if you read Agenda 21, you know they're going to be a worldly population coming. And when they do that, who do these people think are going to be some of the first ones depopulated?
Well, yeah, but then you've got all the stuff going on today where Holder comes out and says, you know, that the courts are making the case, or he's making the case, that it's legal for Obama to, you know, unilaterally decide who he wants to drone out, whether they're American citizens and where he wants to do it. It's just, I feel like I'm at Custer's last stand is what I feel like.
Well,
I'm on the losing side.
I have to side with you there, Linda, because I don't see that we're getting anywhere. And it all comes down to, a lot of it comes down to, we played against ourselves too.
Yeah.
How many Tea Party groups is out there? Why is there so many? There are so many because nobody wanted to work together.
I know.
And by not working together, you just help put the noose around our necks.
Well, you know, a lot of the bad things that they've done are pretty much, some of them are coming undone. And in certain instances, the progressives are hanging themselves with their own rope. But it's not soon enough. And it's, you know what I mean? Because they're ramping this tyranny up so fast. Ever since that Schmendrick got reelected as, you know, not chancellor but Fuhrer, and I'll say it, I don't care. What
oh,
do I got?
Does anybody notice that he caters to everybody but Americans?
Oh, he hates this country.
How can
he
you not see that? How can people not see that? How can you not see he's catering to Islamics, and he's catering to illegals, and he's trying to destroy your culture? How can you not see that? Are you that blind and that
they
dumb?
Are. They've been brainwashed. They believe. They believe in the progressive philosopher kings, and they believe in this, you know, what Terry Rowland calls this equal outcome stuff. And everybody's got to have a bleeding heart, you know, for this group or that group. And everybody's in groups, and everybody's got to have civil rights and all this nonsense. Yeah, it is nonsense. And this is how all these people who voted for that conehead twice, that's how they think. They are libtards. It's a mental disorder. And they've been brainwashed. They've been sucked in the Kool-Aid
for
far too long.
We have two political parties that are both doing the same thing. They're sucking up, trying to promote their own ideologies, their own profits, their own padding, their own pockets.
Right.
And that's both parties. And it is the establishment of both parties. That's why you had stuck with Mitt Romney the last time around. And that's why you were stuck with John McCain.
Yeah. Oh, it's a they're trying to purport that we have two party system and we don't.
We have a one party system masquerading as a two party system.
Exactly.
And we have a country that is under siege by journalistic treason. And what I'm saying there is, you cannot depend on the media to tell you the truth about anything.
Oh no, they're traitors.
They are nothing more now than propaganda machines.
Yes,
CNN,
they are.
CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. If you live in my neck of the woods and you don't have Dish or DirecTV, you're stuck watching liberal TV, because that's all there is.
I know, it's horrible. Oh my God. And you live in a semi-red state, pretty red state.
It is a pretty red state, but it's still all our media. In Seymour, it's controlled by the same people out of Columbus, Indiana. And
sure.
It's all liberal media. It's all lies and bullshit. and that's how they try to push it, and they think that we're dumb enough to buy it all, that we're not, that we're never going to figure out what they've done and how they are involved. And to me, though, the heads of these media that have committed this journalistic treason should be punished. There should be a way to punish them, if it's through their pocketbooks or if it's through throwing them in jail. But there should be a way to punish them.
I'd like to see, you want my list? Let's see, Pelosi, Reid, Obama, Jarrett, Gildebeest. They all should be at Gitmo. I think Boehner, derelict Holder. I mean, the list goes on, but, you know, they all should be.
I have never seen a administration so full of anti-American as this one.
Well, yeah, we got the head cheese in the White House. What do you expect? I mean, look what he's going to – who do you think he's going to appoint? Is he going to appoint someone who's not a degenerate piece of slime like him? Oh, no. He'll find him. And then if they reject Hagel, he'll go find another slime bucket equally as bad to put up there. You know what I'm saying? That's all they know. That's who they surround themselves with. The guy was born, you know, spawned from a slimy rock. What do you expect from this?
Well, that's just what does anybody really expect? What do you expect about all this liberal ideology? Because when your country is gone, when there's nothing left for you to fall back on, when everything has been totally wiped out and destroyed and you're living in a third world pit, then what? Then what?
I know.
Who are you going to blame then?
You know, and then, of course, these creeps in the DHS are getting a little bit nervous, you know, because they see that the sheriffs and the certain conservative governors are standing up to these clowns in the Fed, and they're trying to take all of their states' rights away from them. They're trying to take their police authoritarian sheriff power away from them and say that the only people who have any power is the Feds. You know, they want that. This is a globalist movement, and this is evil. This is a central totalitarian tyranny form that they're pushing. And you know what? Everybody has – I don't know why. I mean, I've got huge groups out here, you know, that – I could go to one meeting every night because there's so much going on. People are trying to wake others up, and we're doing the best we can. I did put out a huge blast for the February 11th deal. I haven't gotten any emails back, but I'll do it again before it's time to just keep, you know, telling people to post. And we feel like we're fragmented, and I don't know what the percentage of our population who has a clue is. I don't know whether it's 3%, 5%, 10%. I don't know. But we need at least 8 to 10% to make a difference. And, you know, I wish we had 25 or more, but I don't think we do.
You gotta realize that probably a good 60% are clueless.
Oh, they are.
They have no clue. They don't want to know. So you take that 65% out, and you're down to 35%. And of that 35%, you probably got 7% that actually has a clue.
Oh, it's...
And the other bunch are promoting what they don't have no concept about.
Well, true. Oh, yeah. I mean, you should see the stuff that I have to combat on the Agenda 21 stuff. I have to do this every single day. These idiots in the city councils, and then there's these groups, you know, there's all these factions, right? You've got semi-conservatives, rhinos, not the patriot ones, because they know about A21. And then you've got these dumb Democrats, Kool-Aid drinkers, and then you've got the guys who are total rhinos in power, and they're hooking up with these building associations because they're all wanting to go to lobby. They're all going to Washington for money. The whole point of everything that they do, they don't, you know, is about money and greed. They build this box for themselves, and they probably couldn't think outside of it or crawl outside of it if you put a gun to their heads, because they're so dumb. And they cannot see the forest for the trees. They will not look at what's really going on. They won't educate themselves. And I put blogs every day about that. Tell them, look, there's what's coming. And I put down all my websites for Tom DeWeese and Rosa Curry. I do, every single time. I tell them, if you drones want to educate yourself and find out what the hell you're marching to your own demise with, then check this out. Oh, I get angry because I'm done. I'm tired of it. I'm feeling like, you know, we're drowning out here, Bill. So,
well, we're drowning because we're flailing around. We're frustrated. We don't know how to turn the tide. We don't know how to wake people up. And I wish I had the answers to give you that this is what we can do.
Yeah, I know.
But really, we're doing all we can do. But we've got to stand together. We've got to pull ourselves together. And that's the biggest issue out there, is trying to pull these groups together. Quit working against each other. Quit worrying about someone's going to make a dime, or someone's going to say
this
something
is,
that you didn't get to say, or whatever.
Right, this is, I know. This is what we've done with the Agenda 21, anti-Agenda 21 group that I have been involved with for at least 3 years. And I invited my Vista Tea Party, three of them from Vista Tea Party Patriots, because these guys have been working on their own city councils in San Marcos, in Vista, Escondido, and all over the place. And I wanted them to join forces. So hopefully, you know, I can do as much as I can. I sent out the blast to everybody from Vista to San Marcos to downtown to everywhere on this February 11th deal. So we'll just flood it. We'll just keep flooding it. If we have to do it 2 days in a row, just do it, you know.
Now, we are doing something interesting here in Indiana.
Okay.
We're working on a law that gives us the right to hunt and fish and all these things.
Right.
If this passes, that law will go against Agenda 21.
Absolutely.
It will be a step against it.
Right.
So I'm all for it here in Indiana. I'm pushing hard, and I'm contacting the people I need to contact
and keep
pressure on them about this. It's a step in the right direction. And I don't even know if they realize what they did, what their law will do. But to me, and to many, it's a good thing, because it will block parts of Agenda 21 from taking effect.
Well, yeah, and you can fight it. I think, did you get those ones I sent you that was the panel of experts in Siskiyou County? Aren't those great? Oh,
they're
man.
Awesome.
What you got to do is try to get them burned to a disc and get them to your city council. That's what I'm trying to do. I got to find out how to do that. But if anybody, you know, I'm going to have to talk to what I should have talked to last night was Gary, and I forgot to ask him, because he's kind of savvy on burning discs and things like that, because I need those. I need to be able to physically take them to some place and say, here, look at this, or listen to this, or whatever, because then you'll know what I'm talking about and see how hard these people are fighting, because they get it. You know, and they're just onslaught with it up there. They've got EPA and Wildlands and all the rest of those clowns, you know, pushing their crap, and they're fighting it and they're winning. And they've got attorneys that go through the courts, and they've got sheriffs standing their ground. It's the only way you can do it. You have to have it. And if you get enough people, you know what I mean? You get enough folks and you explain and get them through the old standards of the virtues of, hey, property rights matter. Do you want to lose your property, your farm, your car, your everything? Because that's what these people want to do to you. And
we just witnessed a great commercial during the Super Bowl about farmers.
Yes, loved it.
I thought it was the most awesome commercial of the whole
phenomenal
day. And it struck to the heart. And we are going to lose a freedom that we have if we don't stand up.
I know. I get it.
That's a coming together and trying to wake people up. We're going to try to do something on the 11th. You know, we're trying to wake people up. And that's all we can be doing until it comes down to you keep trying to wake people up, hoping to delay the fight. But the fight's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad to say, but the fight is coming.
Yeah, there's going to be a civil war.
When you're elected, cannot understand that the people are buying weapons and bullets as fast as they are, not for any other reason but to protect themselves from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they know why we're doing it. Oh, don't kid yourself, Bill. I wouldn't put that
down. Oh, they do know. That's why they've got troops, Chinese troops down in Mexico right now, and that's why they've got troops in Canada and other places.
I know. March 15th, that's what Schmuck Faces, I think I sent it to you too. I sent it to everybody I could think of, the one where he's trying to, and March 15th, he wants to shut down the Air National Defense in the Texas area so they can just march in, because he's promised them the oil and everything else in Texas. Yeah, Isn't that
nice? Yeah, he's promised them all kinds of natural resources and stuff.
Yep.
What do you think he's been borrowing money against? People, this man is out to destroy your country, and you are catering to him.
Yeah,
you are
marching.
Jumping up and down for joy as your country is being destroyed, and your liberty and your freedom is being daily.
You know what they're doing, Bill? They're goose-stepping towards the boxcars that will take them to Auschwitz. That's what they're doing. And Lenin would be going, oh, my God, we don't even need guns. I mean, this is what – you know what I'm saying? This is what they're doing. And I look at these people, and you know what? In fact, I think I even mentioned in one of my blogs on one of these things where they're talking about all these measures of the city council and the general plans, and I post this stuff. They're going to think I'm completely loony, but you know what? I don't care anymore. What have I got to lose? I have to wake people up, and I'm going to keep doing it until I'm heard.
That's it. Until you bury me, or until things start turning around, you're going to be stuck with me. You're going to be hearing from me. I don't know no other way.
Doc, what's the video talking about? Because I don't know which one it is. Post it on the thing so I can read it, but because I don't want to put it up on my screen. Maybe you could get it over to Patriot Families. Yo, put it in Patriot Families, then I'll have it. Thank you so much. So, yeah, keep ranting, Bill. I was going to play a short, little thing here, and then I'll come back. It'll be about a couple minutes, if that's okay, unless you want to talk.
Fine with me.
Okay, I was going to get the speaking on the Second Amendment, and I'm check the sound levels. Okay, here we go. Sometimes it's hard to... This new studio, there it goes.
The Second Amendment to the Constitution. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
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 The Founding Fathers agree. Armed citizens make good government.
I ask, sir, what is the militia?
It is the whole people.
Who is the militia? Are they not ourselves?
To disarm the people, that is the best and most effective way to enslave them. George Mason.
Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. Tench Cox, 1788.
The Constitution preserves the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, where the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. James Madison, Federalist, number 46.
A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. George Washington.
The Founding Fathers created the Bill of Rights, enshrined individual protections, including the Second Amendment, because they understood that power inherently corrupts. The Bill of Rights was set up to try to discourage bad behavior from government, try to further restrain it, and try to head off what they knew would eventually become misinterpretations of the law and attempts to misconstrue the intent of the founders. But their quotes here could not be more clear.
If the representatives of the people betray their constituents, there is then no recourse left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government. Alexander Hamilton, The Federalist, number 28.
Are we at last brought to such a human...
Okay, guys, we're back. Thanks for that, Bill. I got
See,
to get up
yeah.
for a second. Yeah, I mean...
That right there is it in a nutshell. The whole Second Amendment, anything that takes away our ability to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government is illegal.
Well, it's
Period.
True.
Period. It's illegal.
Okay, go ahead.
They have no power, no rights to limit our abilities to defend ourselves.
And if you guys want to call in, please. There's plenty of you out there. We've got almost 54 minutes left. And, here's the thing. When I read the Federalist Papers, I think it was, oh God, it wasn't Madison, it was Hamilton or John Jay, because there was three. They said that any law that comes down the pike after all of these, you know, after the Constitution, because they didn't publish the Federalist Papers till after they ratified it. But if anything is basically unconstitutional, it is automatically null and void. Everything they've done for how long is null and void, but nobody fights it. You know, this is
well,
our problem.
Therein is where people should be asking questions. Why aren't the Republicans fighting it?
Because they're in on it, or they have been warned, Bill, because the elites have gotten a toehold so strong over the last 120 years that they feel so emboldened and so empowered, and they got this schmuck in there, and the final nail for America. That's why. And they're probably telling these guys, who the 5 or 6 in Congress who will stand up against them, they're probably warning them, you know, don't do it or we'll take you out. Don't think
well,
they
you know,
do it too.
At some point, when you're supposed to be a man, you're supposed to be an American, at some point you have to put everything on the line. And if it means for someone like me, if it's going to cost me my life so that my children and grandchildren and everyone
right.
else can have an established life of freedom and liberty, then so be it. I have no problem giving my life for that. What I have a problem for is surrendering my life for nothing.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what all the kids in Iraq did, and you know, all these illegal wars they've been doing since, you know, who was a carpenter. I get very frustrated, and you know darn well that starting in, I believe, World War I, or even further back than that, there have been illegal wars. It's garbage. They do it because they're using these poor kids as pawns and to make the bankers rich and the Illuminati happy. I mean, it's pretty sick. It's like the modern day Genghis Khan is what it is. That's exactly what they're doing.
It goes just like what Rob just said. Treaties are for trade and defense, not changing the provisions in the Constitution.
And you know what? I was telling my mom today. He's absolutely correct. I said, all I need is about 8 nuclear missiles and a giant document shredder, and we'll be just fine. Because, boy, could you imagine how much fun we could have just shutting off that bank? Oh, man, there would be not one EPA-funded, not one anything. There would be no money going anywhere. There would be nothing. Oh, yeah. I would close that bank. You talk about a bank holiday, there would be the biggest bank holiday in the human history if it was up to me. Oh, God, I get so mad. You cut these guys off at the pass and don't give them any money. They can't do anything, Bill.
Well, that's what we think. That's how it should be. But what we have is a group that is dead set on spending every dime that they can spend to buy votes. And that's exactly
sick.
What they're doing. They're padding their own pockets and buying votes. I can guarantee you that if you were to look at any of these people sitting in Congress now or the Senate or the White House, and you take the money they earned the year before gaining office and the money they have now, and you'd be hard-pressed to figure out where they got their money.
Okay, we've got good. I have another caller, and I think it's Mr. Magic. Hi, how are you?
Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Good
everyone.
Evening, Michael.
Welcome. Hi, Bill. Linda.
Welcome.
You know, I hear this no matter where I bounce around on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
And, you know, everybody is talking about, you know, this and that and our constitutional rights and this and that. But in reality, what this is these are all just tools that are being used by the global elite, the Illuminati, to create a one world order, period. That's what they're agenda and goal is, and immediately when you bring in, you say one world order, you are and have brought God into the topic.
Well,
yeah,
because he's the only one. He's still on the throne. They, you know, they're not. It's not. I really don't think he's going to let it happen. He. How many times did he destroy the Babylon thing? He actually destroyed the temple in Israel a couple times too. Yeah, I mean, he's still on the throne, and I agree with you. In fact, tomorrow, because of all this stuff that's coming at me, Michael, I've been going through my Bible, and I need to sit down and just hold it together and pray, and then, you know, pray on what I want to do and just open it up and let it fall open and just start getting into the Word, because before I even go into any tirades, rants, or history lessons on my show, I have got to read some scripture because I need to fill my discernment soul.
I just want to say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
I'm going to eat my Cornish pasty that I just cooked.
Oh.
Sounds
so good.
Everybody hungry in the process.
Yeah.
you know, there has never, in the history since the world began with creation, okay, there has never been a war that God has lost, that God's people have lost. As long as the people put God first and had them in their lives and made him the most important thing because he is worthy of that,
mm-hmm.
he has never lost a war. And the American people and America would not lose a war either if they would just refocus themselves
right.
on God and put God first. And that's all I wanted to say. Please join me Friday evening at 7 p.m. I'd love to see you for Exposed But Never Forgotten. Thank you so much.
God bless, Michael. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless, Michael.
Here's the thing.
And Michael's right. God
He's
has never
right,
lost.
Right. Here's the thing. There's such a thing as what they call a just war theory, and that is, you know, if, in other words, what would Jesus do, or, you know, if it really means that that you are in self-defense and you know, you're not violating Geneva Conventions and acting like, you know, Genghis the Second, you know, I agree. I mean, that's why George Washington won, because he had God on his side. That's why they won. This was not only a just war, I think it was divinely inspired. I absolutely, absolutely believe that it was, because George Whitefield and all of those pastors for 40 years prior to the Declaration of Independence, man, they were preaching on mountaintops and all over the place because I got kicked out of the churches. They just got thousands of people and they boomed across the thing just like Jesus used to do. And I'm telling you, they woke the people up on a spiritual awakening, and that's where it comes from. It comes from the Lord and the discernment from righteous people, not charlatans, not evil ones, not prosperity preachers, but people who are talking, like, again, go back to virtue, morality, and education, you know, and honest money. This is biblical. So, you know, Michael's right on that. I mean, yeah, I get that. I mean, there's a whole lot of, in fact, I remember Ron talking about just war theory as well, and I think I had read an article he had posted for us on that, and it made a lot of sense. And Ron Paul believes in that. Of course, Ron Paul's getting a lot of flack from all these guys, you know, because he said something about the guy who was shot out on the deal. But he's kind of right. They pump these kids up they come back with PTSD, and they're pumped up with big pharma crazy drugs. And then they expect them to be, you know, able to reassess back into society. I mean, God forbid.
I don't agree with that 100%, Linda. I come from a generation that was in war, and
yeah.
We didn't have all the PTSD stuff that they have today, and I don't see that's the entire reasoning for this
right.
Tragedy that happened. I did not like what Ron Paul said. I understood why he was saying it, and he could have said it better.
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
A clearer
yeah,
way.
I agree with you that. Yeah.
And that was where he screwed up.
Right. His phraseology. Put it down.
But you can't criticize someone who goes to serve their country.
No, I agree. But
if you're going to attack someone, then Ron Paul, you should be attacking yourself and other members of our government, because
right.
you are the problems, not the ones who serve.
No, I understand that. But if they do have some problems, okay, why do they have to just pump them full of these stupid psychotropic drugs? That's not always the answer. I mean, God.
We live in a society, Linda, that pops is a pill-popping society.
Well, Big Pharma thought
to that. Big Pharma.
Ago.
Yeah. something like 25% or more of your school kids are on a psychotropic drug.
I know.
And 50% of women over the age of 40 are on a psychotropic drug. Do you not see the problems here, people? It's because people don't deal with things on their own anymore. They turn to a pill to deal with things.
Right. Yeah, Michael just put something up there, YouTube, for drugging of our children. I would imagine it's, you know, again, Yola, if you're still here, just get all that stuff to Patriot Families, because I don't want to try to, if I go out of the studio and hit it, it'll mess me up. So,
you know,
thank you.
You can take the hypocrisies here. First, we're attacking gun laws because of so many people being killed. But we never address illegal aliens and how many people they kill.
Mm. Oh,
why? Why is there a negligible aspect to this? Why do they ignore the fact of how many people are dying from the results of an illegal alien, but they're concentrating on the people that are being shot by a gun?
Yeah, because they're obsessed with it, just like Ted Nugent's. I don't know if you saw that with Piers Morgan, and they were sitting in a gun shop. It was hysterical. He nailed him. I mean, he really showed him to be the idiot that he is. The guy knows nothing about the terminology that should be used about guns. Probably the only time he's ever shot anything is when he went out there with Ted and picked up an AR-15 and shot the, what do you call it, target thing. And this is insanity. You know, these people, the libtards like him, and we're getting hit on every side. There are so many statistics, because Ted Nugent was arguing, because the schmuck face, Piers Morgan, decided to talk about the death by guns, suicide, and all this stuff, and talking about Japan. And Ted Nugent said, I got news for you. Japan has more suicides than anybody, many other countries, and they can't even go downwind of a gun. And I know, I lived there. I know the laws there. You're not even allowed to think about owning a gun in that country. It's called seppuku. Seppuku means suicide, and harakiri with a knife is the method. They cut their guts out, and this goes on to this day. They are not the only people who have guns there. Are the cops, their military, and the Yakuza, which is Japanese mafia. I've been there 4 times. I lived there 6 months every time. I know. I used to hang out with these guys. So, and I spoke the language, so I know what's going on. And Ted Nugent's an idiot. And if you want to talk about deaths, you've got automobile accidents. You've got the drunk drivers. You've got abortion, for the love of Pete. You've got prescription drugs. You've got the hospitals. Anybody over 80 years old. This happened to my dad, I'm telling you, and it happened to my sister's ex-boss, because he was over 80, and dad had a colonoscopy operation, a thing, you know, for cancer. And the other one had his neck worked on. The age bracket, they pump them full of Haldol while they're recuperating, and then they go right straight into Alzheimer's, and within not too long of a period of time, they're dead. This is eugenics, and that's another subject, because I don't know if you saw Glenn Beck's program, but he's going to do more on this. This is huge. It is Al Gore Leone's. Yeah.
Yeah, eugenics is part of the way to depopulate the world.
Oh, God, yes.
That's one of their main issues.
Yeah, you know what?
Ronnie Emanuel's brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ezekiel? Yeah.
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 He was in with that
Mengele
ideology. And you got to know that Obama's doing that too.
Oh, God, yes.
When
evil.
You look at the immigration issue, Obama's out here pushing himself off as the messiah of the blacks. But at the same time, it's Obama's immigration ideology that is going to make the blacks an even smaller minority in the United States.
And check out this. You've got certain places in the United States, especially in Washington, D.C., okay, the District of Columbia, the entire state of Illinois, and primarily Chicago, and I know that Brian could attest to this, with this, you know, draconian, horrible gun laws. Now, of course, Andrew Kumquat and the rest of them, Bloomberg up there in New York, they're trying to, seven rounds?
Well,
I mean, it's nuts. And where's the highest crime rate in all these poor black-on-black crimes all over the United States? Because they've been, you know, the Cloward and Piven. You've got the union.
Well,
you've got the commies. It's nuts. You got Planned Parenthood. It's crazy.
You've got to understand what they're really trying to do. they're slowly wanting to disarm the public to where you cannot fight back so that they can take you over. Oh, it is Agenda 21.
I know.
Sustainable development, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. That's the agenda they're all following.
I know they are, and they're not taking my guns. I don't care. I am not. I'm with Mike from the hot seat on this one. I'm going out in the blaze of glory because I don't trust the courts either. I mean, look what we've – I mean, we're just – it's unbelievable. I mean, with all of the methods – in fact, Ted Nugent was absolutely correct, and I'm going to try to paraphrase what he said. You've got 99.9% of the people who hang out in those gun shops buying guns legally who are normal people who believe in the Constitution, the Second Amendment. They have families. They grow food. Yeah, big deal. They're not preppers. They're not like that guy that took that kid in, you know, Alabama. He says – they have never committed a crime, nor will they ever commit a crime. They're not going to go running out Rambo because this is the liberal speak, like idiot Piers Morgan and the rest of them. Oh, everybody thinks they're Rambo. And Ted Nugent says, no, whoa, stop right there. No, we do not think we're Rambo. In fact, Mark Levin said it best, too. He says, when you look at the population of this country, probably 120 million people who have in their possession amongst them 310 million guns, he says, don't you think that group of people, if they wanted to, could unleash hell on this planet? Of course they could, but they're not going to. We have no intention of it. These people have got their heads. And I think they live on another planet, Bill. The libtards. And I love Brian's libtardification. Yeah, well, we've had that in California for 45 years. Look where it's gotten us. In fact, when I get out of here and come to Indiana,
people are still trying to use California as the example. The example for what? Total failure?
Yeah, hell. The example for hell. That's what Roger Hedgecock said. He's on here in California. He says, if this was before the election, right? He says, if you guys out there in the rest of the country want to know what 4 more years of this dude would do, he says, come to California because we're living it right now. Oh, and he's true, because we got Mussolini in Sacramento, that clown, and now he's got all his cohorts. The idiots here voted for all the tyranny they could handle. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We're supposed to use California as an example. And California is the most worst-run state out there. Your debt is so far out of control.
Here's the thing.
You cater to illegals and you're supporting them off of the backs of the taxpayers. You wonder why people are fleeing your stinking state.
Oh, I can hardly wait to go. I'd love to join them. In fact, like I said, I will drop two letters in the box, one to Mayor Wood and one to Jerry Brown, and tell them in no uncertain terms why I'm getting the hell out of this communist blue state. I can't stand it. And here's the thing. When I was like 10 years old, and I remember – actually, when I was five, we actually moved the whole family down to Venice, California. So I was a munchkin, and that was a long time ago. And it was I think Eisenhower was president. I don't know. All I know is it was before Kennedy's time, and we had freedom, and we could, you know, play outside, and we didn't have seatbelts, and we didn't have all this garbage. I mean, the ridiculousness of it, of all of these regulations, and It was a decent state. It took them, Bill, 45 years of the libtardification, and they've done it. They have taken this golden state and turned it into the Amalekites' golden calf, if you will. They have, and that's just sad. It's very sad because it could be beautiful. Look what they did to the Central Valley. To me,
California has been turned into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, huge, huge. San Francisco's leading that way. But I'm saying what they have done with Agenda 21, they should be hanged just for doing what they did to the Central Valley alone. Hanged. Absolutely taken out and hanged. That's me. I'm telling you. I think California's a lost cause unless I don't know. I don't know what's going to take. Armageddon.
What it would take is for every other state to be able to cut California off and say, yep, you need to live within your own means. And if you can't afford it, then you better be figuring out a way out of it.
Oh, no.
Without depending on the rest of us to bail you out.
Yeah, I know, Yola.
That's the last thing that should happen. No other state should have to bail out California. No other state should have to bail out Illinois. Right. No other state should have to bail out New York. They should have to crumble. They should have to fall flat on their faces and live within their means.
You know, here's what I predict, and I know that a lot of people have said this. Live Truth says all of America has been turned to Sodom and Gomorrah. Our government is as they are, worshiping Baal, just as it's true. I know. And Christ will come back, but you know what? Before he does, I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I'm going to be Linda Lafayette, dude. You know, and you better look him up, because he was like a favored adopted son of George Washington. That guy was unbelievable. Fought his tush off next to George during those 8 years, by the way. Yeah.
Well, Live Truth Radio is putting it on here just how it is.
Yep.
It is. It's all about money. It's all about power and money. It's not about what's best for the people, what's best for the country. Oh, no. It's about the elite and their personal greed.
You know what Alex Jones calls these clowns? He calls them inbred psychopaths. I love it because it's true. It's absolutely the truth, Bill. I can't remember. It's on my email somewhere, and I'll try to get it to you, but it was phenomenal. And I can't remember who sent it to me, through Facebook maybe, but on my Facebook page, and I think it was a half an hour. Alex just went off on the Illuminati and what's been going on, and the inbreeding and the eugenics. He calls it democide, meaning death by government. Oh yeah, he gets down. And there are certain things that Alex talks about, because sometimes he talks to Jesse Ventura, who's kind of a nut job, but sometimes Alex Jones is dead on. And he does a lot of homework. He does his research. He's not stupid. I got to take some of the things he says with a grain of salt, but I'll tell you, a lot of times he's dead on. And
Not that way with all media anymore, Linda? Don't we have to take everything in the media with a grain of salt anymore?
You have to be very, very, very discerning. Absolutely. I pray on this all the time, because all this stuff that comes through the internet, man, you got to filter some of this stuff out, and you got to look at it and figure it out. Because, I mean, even Fox News, my friend Chris Meinson from our task force on Agenda 21, she calls it fake news, which is true. And when you look at it and you dissect this, everything that we've been told for the last 130 years, can you really believe it? Bill, do you believe the Warren Commission? Do you believe any of this 9/11 Commission? I don't. Not one word. No.
I have no reason to believe or trust any of them. One of the reasons I don't support the Republican Party is because I can't believe, not in the handful. There's a handful I can believe in. It's the larger group that I cannot believe in, because they are the same as the other party. They're out for their own self-serving initiative. They're not caring about the people. They're not caring about my country. They're tearing it down left and right, left and right. The only reason they are doing it is because they think in the end they're going to be the all-powerful and the all-wealthy. And boy, are they going to be the ones who get the saddest awakening.
My mom and I were talking about, you know, when we talk about the greed and stuff, because we go through all these subjects, and it's like, and she said something about phone with John Stacks from Mountain Pure Waters. Oh, cool. Awesome. So I take it you have your own radio show. Call me. I'd love it. I got 29 minutes. It's amazing what's going on in this country. I fear for us, but the idiot in chief has exposed himself quite clearly. You know, the emperor has no clothes. So he's a naked communist. And he's a pan. What Savage used to call him.
I don't fear for myself, Linda. I've lived a pretty good life. I fear for the children. I fear for those who can't defend themselves, because those are the ones who are going to suffer. And
I know. That's why
I say we can't give up this battle. We're not fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for the children. We're fighting for those who cannot fight for themselves.
I agree with you.
If we don't fight for them, no one else will.
And the elderly and the people in poverty.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think Ben Franklin had it correct, because he understood charity from the heart. He got it. I don't think he was like a full-on Christian, you know, but he understood God, and he understood a maker, and he understood that if he went door to door, he could get a hospital built, and he did, you know, just everybody doing charity from their heart, da-da-da. You just don't put a gun to their head like they do now. So I'm going to pick up this caller. Let's see who we have. Welcome to the show. Who do we have here?
This is you. You got 419?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Brian Lang with Live Truth Radio.
Awesome.
You wanted me to call in? I'm calling in. And it's not about my show or anything like that. It's about taking back America. It's about understanding that we need to reestablish the Constitution
and
fight for our country. You
Amen.
Know?
Amen.
I'm sick of those liberal assholes getting away with what they're doing. Now, you got the Constitution that our bastard in chief has trashed throughout his 4 years, and they got him reelected.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know. No, you know what I say? What's your first name? Are you going to say it? Or?
Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. There's another Brian. He's more under mortgage auditing service from Illinois. Welcome to the show. I don't understand it. What I saw in 08 was they elected their chancellor. Now they have their Führer because this guy is evil. And nobody sees it. They just will not see it. And I'm going to scream it. I mean, if that guy wound up getting out of the White House feet first on a gurney, I wouldn't even put a bra on. I'd go down and buy champagne. That's how much I hate that SOB. I hate him because he hates this country.
He has moved to destroy our country in many ways. He's moved against our Constitution. He's moved against our rules of law. He is along with the Republican Party. They refuse to enforce immigration laws, weakening our culture, destroying our economy on that front there. Almost everything they do goes against our country and our way of life, our culture,
morals,
our economy.
Virtue,
yeah.
God,
and
the Bible.
We are watching our country be destroyed from the inside out.
Yep.
And like you say, there's a whole group out there cheering this.
Yep.
But in the end, they're not going to be cheering. In the end, they're going to be the ones whining and crying, especially when they find out that, well, if you don't produce, you serve no purpose, so we're going to get rid of you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they'll be the ones. Brian, I'm not sure if you've read up on things like Elie Wiesel's Night, which talked about what he went through as a 15-year-old in Auschwitz when he first arrived. But he was witnessing on his first night that there were Gestapo, and they had this pit off to the side, and he kept hearing the screaming, and these SOBs were throwing live babies into a burning pit. Oh, you don't think that can happen again? I got news for you. Human nature doesn't change, baby.
Share that in chat, if you will. I'll definitely look that up. That's something that needs to be talked about.
Okay.
But we here in America, just like you said earlier, that Obama has been destroying America from within ever since he took office. And people that, like, during the inauguration here just recently, they're chanting, Obama, 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 give me a damn break. This man is a criminal. He is evil, as you said he was. He goes up on the second story and watches his drone attacks and watches them and watches them over and over again. We got a president right now that tomorrow, underneath the Supreme Court, is the eligibility issue is going to be brought up.
Oh,
I hope
God.
To God. He has been indicted on several accounts.
I know.
LaRoche has been made a video talking about it. Yeah. I hope to God this man is held accountable and everybody around him.
I agree with you.
I agree with you 100%. But we still got the problem of a journalistic treason going on with our media.
But you know what, Bill?
That must be addressed somehow, some way.
I agree with you.
Not one of them people who have done this should get away with it.
I know. If this guy gets arrested, Bill, that house of cards is going to fall down real fast.
Well, what's it going to do to our country?
All I know is that I will be in my convertible car with a damn loudspeaker and champagne.
All of his supporters will rise up on the streets, Linda.
Oh, good. Guess who's got the guns? You and me, not
them. Oh,
that's
true.
They're too stupid. Oh, honey, believe me, if that happened, there would be not enough champagne at Albertsons to get me through the day. I'll tell you, I would love to see that guy brought down.
Well, not just him, because bringing him down also fell out Marco Rubio from holding office, too.
Good, good. I don't like him either. I think he's a rhino.
Well,
I thought that all along. He's good looking.
I thought that all along. I've never thought. I thought Rubio was just another establishment politician from the Republican Party.
I know. I got Michael. Hey, Mr. Magic.
I have nothing about Rubio that I like.
Yeah, like I said,
don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I understand why people immigrate to the United States. It's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about opportunity. What I don't understand is why our country does nothing to aid them in their countries with freedom and liberty and opportunity.
Yeah, well.
No, you want them to come here so that you can take advantage of them.
I know.
And that is the problem with our immigration system the entire time we've had it.
I know.
It is nothing but set up to take advantage of people.
Okay, are you back on, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what would you like to say, sir?
Well, you know, everything that you've talked about tonight, and more, and less, I've done shows about this stuff for 3 years on 3 different networks on Blog Talk Radio, okay? I understand it all. What I don't hear over the past 3 years is anybody saying, oh, I have a solution to our problem. Nobody is telling me what the solution is. Everybody is just whining and moaning. I want to hear a solution.
Solution is kick out every bastard that is in office right now that voted for the National Defense Authorization Act.
Yep.
Revamp everybody within our government. Put them all out, keep them accountable, and elect people with integrity.
Reestablish the Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
I got to tell you, Brian, look, I mean, I have dreams about being able to eradicate them. I won't tell you how. And then having the biggest document shredder on the planet down at Capitol Hill and defunding and undoing everything they've done for the last 100 years. Believe me, I have beautiful dreams about this. Oh, I would love to be in charge of the purse without the Federal Reserve down my throat. Believe me, there would be no funding of garbage in this country. I can't even imagine what Thomas, if I was thinking about this today, I would love to see Lafayette, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson reincarnated, come back here, hang out with me, and just, I would, you know what I'd say to them? Let's go arrest these bastards. Boy, would they do it after they had their smelling salts, because they wouldn't believe what the hell's been going on here. That's what I have to say.
Well,
they're crazy.
But that's because we have distorted the rule of law. We have distorted morality. We have distorted religion. We have distorted so many things.
All of it. They lie. They lie.
Exactly. And we need to bring back those things and put them back. If something goes against our Constitution, then throw it out.
Oh, yeah. It's null and void, like Alexander Hamilton said in the Federalist Papers. It's null and void automatically before the ink dries.
Have you guys heard of Nancy Pelosi stating that the Constitution needs to be rewritten and Barack Hussein Obama is the man for the job?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Pelosi.
I got a job for Barack Hussein Obama.
I got news for that evil witch Pelosi. She and Harry Reid belong in a couple of straitjackets in a rubber room because they are nuts.
There is a reason why I labeled her and I call her the mother of immorality.
Oh, jeez. She and Hildebeest. I mean, I don't even know where to go with these people. These people are insane, and they keep reelecting them because they're stupid. I've never seen so much idiocy.
Well, you see Hillary go out there, and you see the media lie and cover up for her, and you see the media try to project her, and all that, and she hasn't done a damn thing.
I got a question for you guys. Have you seen pictures of her live on TV lately? Is it going to take her 2 whole years of, like, fat farms and a makeover to look like a person again? She's ugly. How is she going to win an election? I mean, I guess that's part of the strategy. Maybe she'll have to go to the fat farm for 6 months, and then she'll have to have her hair dyed and a facelift or three, like Stretch did. Oh, my God.
First, she needs to go dry out from alcohol.
That woman, you know what? this is what, Brian, I got to tell you this. I've said this before and people think I'm nuts, but do you know who Dorian Gray was?
Yeah.
Dorian Gray. It's on a, you tell
okay,
me.
Wait. It's called, I think it was fictional, but it was called The Portrait of Dorian Gray. And he signed his soul over to the devil, and the devil gave him a promise that you will never age, but we will have a portrait of you aging in your closet. And so and it was a great movie back in my mother's time. Anyway, if you ever get a chance to read it, do. But I'm shocked. These people with their Fabian socialist, philosopher king, elitist garbage that they think they're better than everybody else, if they're going to sign their souls over to the devil, why didn't they get the Dorian Gray deal? I'm shocked. I am shocked. I don't understand it. I mean, believe me, if I was going to go walk up to Satan and do it, man, I would have the biggest contract of looking good you ever saw.
You got to wonder how many of these people think that they're like going to live and prosper and everything for eternity.
Let me tell you something.
They don't have no concept.
No, let me tell you something.
Of life in general.
Right. When you die, if you are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, or you're going to be judged and sent to hell, either way, whichever direction you're going, you can't take it with you. Hasn't anybody told these people that? Oh my God.
Well, I don't know what they think. I really don't.
No, they don't. They have to have somebody to think with.
How are we banding together? Have you guys heard about this Friday going to your state capitol buildings and protesting, making a demonstration against what they're trying to force down our throats, the Second Amendment ban, or actually taking away our Second Amendment? Have you guys heard about that across this nation?
I have.
Yes, I have.
I have too.
I will be in Indianapolis on Friday.
Good for you. See, he's close enough. It would take me 2 days to go to Sacramento. I'm down here in Pendleton. You know, I'm in San Diego. So that's a long haul for me, and I will not go through TSA right now.
I'm an hour away.
Yes, I'm 6 hours away, so I can't. But I know there's a lot of people who are going.
I'm just trying to verify if it is actually going on across the United States that everybody
apparently
can stand up, speak out, and get involved and use their First Amendment right.
Absolutely, because you know what? We better start speaking because they'll try to take them all. And once they take the second, it's over. And then
you're exactly right, because once you take the second, there's nothing to protect anything else.
Well, everybody's going to have
Do you guys think that they aren't going to be taking our Second Amendment, right?
I think they're definitely, that's their
plan. Trying.
Any step, any little incursion they can make into the Second Amendment is a step in their direction, is a positive step for them. It's a negative step for us.
Well,
they have no rights, no say at all in the Second Amendment.
Here's the thing, Brian. I think what's going
what's
on.
What's the Dick Act say?
I know. I know. But I'm watching sheriffs and I'm watching governors and I'm watching states say no. I mean, it was Wyoming, Montana, Indiana, Texas, all of them. They're saying no. We're not going to do that. Any firearm, bullets, anything that's manufactured in our state is there's no way the feds are coming. They're using their 10th Amendment rights, Brian, and that's what we have to do. I'm telling you.
But then you got sheriffs across. I mean, you got Biden's son in Maryland taking away the arresting authority of sheriffs.
Right.
Interesting.
And you know what? That's because those are blue states, but all the red states are standing up to this crap. That's why I can't leave yet because my mom still needs me. But when the time comes, this girl, I'm Indiana bound, honey. I can hardly wait to get out of this place.
You're going to see those states that you're talking about. They don't have the, like Linda said, they're liberal-led states. They're liberal ideology states. And you may see some things go on in those little states. But the majority of the states are never going to let this happen.
Absolutely.
It won't happen.
Oh, there are so many. There's even Democrat senators who are against Feinstein on this bill. But
that thought right there, what you're saying is that this is not going to happen. This is what was being told to us. This is the rhetoric that was being thrown around during Obamacare. The same thing.
I know.
Okay? Everybody said, no, that's not going to happen. That's unconstitutional. They can't do that. And guess what happened? They shoved it right down our throats, and we have it.
Did you see everybody going out and buying insurance and stuff for the health care bill?
Nope.
But what do you see them doing over the gun law?
Oh, absolutely. But here, I got witness of
do you really think they're buying those guns and ammo and stuff and they won't use them if it comes down to it?
Yeah, it's going to be an OK Corral deal.
There was just a raid in New Mexico, a private gun collector, where you think the neighbors got up and, you know, helped him out? No. They raided his house, took his guns.
They don't have to take your guns away. It is taking the guns of the American people away is nothing more than a distraction. They do not need the guns of the American people to create a one world order. All they need to do is put America into debt, make American people dependent upon them food-wise, money-wise, bankrupt America, and they have their one world order. They don't care about guns.
You're right. Well, yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's part of the plan, though. That's exactly what they're trying to implement.
They do care about those guns. You're wrong.
They do care about
those guns. That's why they're trying to take steps to cut a path into dealing with guns. They haven't got that path, and that's what they're trying to carve out is a way into it. But taking away our guns, you can destroy our economy, but that doesn't take away our ability to defend ourselves. You can destroy us in many ways, but you're still not taking away our ability to defend ourselves. That is what they must do. That is why China wanting the gun laws strict and put in place now, because China can't get to the resources they've already purchased from Obama.
Obama has been working with China considerably.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
In the destruction of America.
Mm-hmm.
When you go looking at China,
there's a person hid there in China who's helped Chinese manipulate their currency and everything else, named Maurice Strong. Maurice has been in China for a while now.
Yes, he has.
Because he's safe there. And from there, he can do all his dastardly deeds. Until the country does come up and stand together, yeah, you're going to have all this. But the biggest threat that they have, economically, they've already got us destroyed. Culturally, they've already got us on the verge of destruction. Where they don't have us is they have not been able to weaken our ability to defend ourselves. That is what they must take down. And once they do that, then there's nothing to stop them.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Bill. There is enough of us when you look at the demographics and the amount of hunters and the people who can't stand this regime and they're sick of it, and you've got 120 million people that have 300 million guns in their hands, and most of them are not liberals because, as you know, none of them would even pick up one because they're so stupid they'd probably blow their feet off. I think we're going to win this. Let them do it. Just let them do it. Screw it.
What Doc said is right, though. You indoctrinate the kids, and in a few years, the kids won't want guns, and then you'll be able to do away with it.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I think all this stuff's going to melt down even before the libtards get their hooks into these kids, and they've been doing it for a long time. I know they have, 15, 20 years. I bet you. And it's been incremental, even from my mother's time, that they have erased history. And history.
Well, they're still trying to do it. You look at the core activity going on in Texas.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah. And you wonder why our country's in such – it's because we quit paying attention to what they're teaching our kids. We quit paying attention to what they're doing in college. We became, I don't know, nonchalant. We became indifferent. And in doing so – we allowed our nation to fall apart, and we allowed our nation to be manipulated as
I'll tell you, when you talk about the core curriculum and the crap that goes on, what they did in California with the K-12 education, and it was SB 48, and they actually voted in, these idiots here voted this law, was like 1 or 2 years ago, to implement this LGBT crap, gay lesbian garbage in our schools K through 12 to indoctrinate these kids. And I know damn well that not only is that going on, but they are indoctrinating them all over this country about Agenda 21 and lying to them. They're indoctrinating them about guns, asking their kids in certain schools if their parents have guns. The doctors are supposed to start doing it. This is the most evil. I'll tell you, if some doctor ever asked me, I would get up and walk out. I wouldn't even answer yes or no. I would just say, we're done here. I'm leaving. I wouldn't. I'm done. The shit's going to hit the fan, Bill. People have got to stand up and say no.
Well, that's right. It, Linda. It's going to come down to you. You're either going to take a stand or no.
No compliance. No, not playing.
I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to go.
Well, you know what? It goes where it goes, Bill. I pray every night. I arm myself. I pray that I don't have to use it. And what I mostly pray for is discernment. Who's coming to take them? Do they have blue helmets? Do they have Oceanside Police Department? Do I trust the courts? And you know what? I think God's going to give me that split-second decision. I'm about ready to join a militia just to get better trained. I'm terrified of these clowns. I'm sick of it.
Get a hold of Jan Morgan. She'll help you out.
Yeah.
Well, I know, you know, I work with my neighbors constantly, and we work to keep our food supply going. We work to keep a water supply around, and we're building things and getting ourselves prepared. And if nothing happens, well, that's great. But if something happens, we're prepared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you have to be. This is a wise thing. I know I did a little stocking up today at Walmart of things. My first aid kit is pretty primo right now. I mean, I could take care of some minor things. I mean, I could even take care of a gunshot wound because I have all that. I know how to apply tourniquets and things like that. You know, it's scary, but I definitely want to thank you, Brian, for calling in because you are a passionate dude. You got it right. Do you have a show on Blog Talk?
Yeah, I got a show on Blog Talk called Live Truth Radio at 4:30 Monday through Friday Eastern Standard Time and once on Sunday. Let's gain America back.
Do that by standing together.
That's right. Banding together as true Americans. That's what it's all about.
Everyone remember, on the 11th of February here,
spend
that day blogging about Agenda 21. Put it everywhere. That day, just devote that day to exposing Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah, we are. I've got plenty of stuff.
And let's hope that takes off, and then we can keep going on from there. But we've got to bring people together. We've got to start standing up together and quit fighting amongst ourselves. You're letting them set you up to serve their purposes when you let them destroy us and have us fighting against each other.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. You know what I do when I go to these places where the people who don't get it, I've tried to educate some of them. The others, I just flat out say, look, you're marching towards your own demise. This is what's going on. And I hand out literature. I do whatever I can. I don't fight with any groups. I try to merge the groups here in California. We got a lot of good people here. So we got 4 minutes left. Brian, you're an angel. Thank God. I'll try to catch one of your shows because you're at 1:30 my time, which means that's a half an hour prior to Glenn Beck. But you know what? I think I'll check it out. Are you on every day?
Monday through Friday.
And
once on Sunday. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. God bless. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you.
Okay. We got this is just an amazing show. We've got a great group. We've got Oz, Yola, Billy H, Live Truth, Brian from Mortgage Auditing, Sir Doc, Bill, everybody. It's just amazing. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is just so important. Everybody's got to keep fired up. And you know what? I know what Yola was saying was true. That thanks, Yo. Love you, Yo. That she's very sad, and I have been too, and I know Ron has noticed it. that we're so lax on our Patriot Family site. But, you know, and we haven't had Hollis. I don't know what's going on with him. But, you know, I swear, if I get to Georgia for the summer, I'm dragging him out of his house. You're coming, dude. Coming to our reunion if we get there. But you're right, Bill. I mean, you know, it's insane. And I do want to say to please everybody come to my show tomorrow, which is Right from Left Coast. I'm going to do 1 hour. I've got tons of stuff to talk about. I've got a couple clips to play and a little bit of history to read. And then I'm just going to get the callers in because I got a little bit of a rant going. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy what's going on here. It's crazy.
Well, so, that's what they want, Linda. They want us feeling like everything's crazy and that there's no way out.
That there's no hope, but there
but
is.
There is. There's always the way out.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with God. And I love you, Michael Magic, but he's not in with
does.
Us anymore. So
it does. It all.
Yeah, no,
you can
I
all come back
him.
To God.
You know, I'm not trying to put any kibosh because he makes a lot of sense. He knows about the Illuminati. I've done studies too, and he has much. And we do have to turn to God, but I think God, we have to listen to what God wants us to do. We can't just, we have to be good stewards, and we're not doing it, you know. And I think that that's part of it. I think that our political situation and our honest money and our morality is part of it. Why
well,
would he-
it is, and it goes back to the journalistic treason. When you have media,
right.
The main parts of the whole media just using deception, lies, and distortions to support a socialistic tyranny, then we have to deal with that. It has to come to a way that we must be able to deal with journalistic treason. It should be a charge, and we should be able to bring those people to justice.
And also, I will be promoting Carrie's show for Thursday. And thank you guys so much. Keep the bastards accountable, absolutely. Thanks, Bill, so much. Doc, guest, Life Truth, Brian, Mortgage Audit Service, Brian, Oz, Yola. Love you guys. Revamp our government officials. I'd like to take over for their positions. Believe me, there would be a Jeffersonian revolution if I got a chance. But hey, I'm going to do a little bit of keep the change. You guys are great. God bless you, Bill, and everyone out there. Love you guys.
Everyone have a good night.
Yes.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down.